Alright, this is a follow-up to the first episode. This is the Roach and Cometa show. I'm Roach Killer on the beat, and this is Cometa. I have him here on the side, and we're just following up about what this show is about. For me, this show is just about talking shit, like I said on the description, about anything and everything. I have a problem with people, I have a problem with the world, and I have a problem with myself, but we're not going to get into that right now. But on this show, we will be playing music. Depends what we're feeling and how we're feeling. If you have a problem with that, we don't really give a fuck because we're just going to hear what we want to hear. This is the point of the show. If you like it, then you like it. If you don't, you don't. This is more for us than it is for you. So, this is the Roach and Cometa show. I got Cometa right here on the side. He's going to go ahead and introduce himself once again.
Okay, you guys, so I'm El Cometa, a.k.a. El Perico. And what I want to kind of get off my chest is, you know what, to be honest, the whole fucking Trump and Kim Jong-un situation. So, I think it's kind of bullshit, and I call it a coincidence, and you could actually quote that, you know what I'm saying? So, how the fuck are we gonna beef it between USA and North Korea for so long, trying to launch motherfucking shit at us? But guess what? Stupid Trump is gonna make the dumbest decision of his life, right or wrong. He's gonna side with North Korea. We've been cool with South Korea, but guess what? Oh my God.
I mean, but if we're lucky enough that this happens, that Donald Trump won't come back, that North Korea will double cross the United States of America and take that motherfucker out, and maybe we could have another motherfucker come in and run this shit right.
Which is true, but kind of a think about it situation, because if Kim Jong-un takes over, guess what, you guys, we're fucked, because he's not gonna think twice. Even though we got Trump, he's a dumb fucking piece of shit, cocksucking motherfucker. But it's like mind over matter. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like a, how do you put it, dude? I mean, come on, Roach, help me out, bro. I mean, it's like a,
you can't really explain it. It's more of a feeling than it is something say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. I don't want to say a conspiracy or anything, but it's like a,
I mean, it might
like
even
a wake up call. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like a,
I mean,
like a,
well, people should have woke up when Trump got elected. Like, what the fuck has this fucking country came to? When a fucking businessman, some fucking guy off of Wall Street, some guy that's been on fucking WrestleMania, an actor who's highly paid, a businessman could run this fucking country better than someone who's been in politics, someone who's been in military, someone who has actually served this country in more ways than just fucking profit it. You know, I mean, obviously we're stupid if we can get this guy to be our president, and that's just the fucking sad part. That, you know, maybe this, and even if this election was rigged the way he was elected, then that's even more sad. That some like our fucking security system, anything on the internet could be manipulated and changed just because someone is able to change a couple of codes, change, like someone is able to just fucking buy their way into it. I mean, but whatever. What the fuck do I know?
That's what we get to right now, you guys. I mean, basically, don't do drugs. Because you don't want to fucking end up like fucking Kuka, man. I mean, it's not worth it, you guys. Just,
who's Kuka?
Kuka is short for cucaracha, way. I mean, it's like
that's me?
It's like slang Spanish for roach. You know what I mean? Like, it's like El Cometa, pero okay, I'm Comet, but you're Roach, but I'm El Cometa, and you're El Cuca, way, like you're fucking, come on, you just gotta get the fucking.
Wait, but you're saying I'm crazy? That I did too much acid to think this? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
That's fucked up.
But we'll never know for sure. So we're gonna get back to the whole
but
conspiracy,
right? Wait. So, but every time I did acid, you did acid.
No. You started before me. We're getting on a different topic.
Yeah. But I need to just confirm this.
Yeah, that. But we got the people going on the fucking Trump situation.
All right. Cometa's right. We're gonna go ahead and take
this back. We get back to the whole fucking. Yeah. We're like the future Cheech and Chong type of.
I mean, I don't smoke as much weed as them. I wish I could, but I don't. But if I can be called out, that's fucking awesome. But like I said, this is Roach.
Yep, you're dropping everything, dude.
Dropping cans, dropping bottles. Motherfuckers fucked up already. It's 12:50 a.m. in the morning. I gotta wake up at 6:30.
I'm at work at 10, so motherfuckers I can talk
work at shit, 10, so he's gonna go ahead and talk more shit. I'm gonna talk more shit with them. And, alright, can you put a song on? Can we get some music going on this?
You know what? We're going to kind of go throwback-ish. You know what I'm saying?
Like every single day we go throwback. The modern music is death to the fucking ears.
It's bleeding. Like oldies, but not goodies. You know what I'm saying? It's like oldies, but Billy. You know what I'm saying? Like oldies, but rockabilly. So...
So you're going to play some...
You know what, you guys? You're going to play some rock tonight. You could either enjoy it or, like we said before...
Sign out. But this is the Roach and Cometa Show extension part 2 to the first show, the intro where Roach and Cometa first start. Cometa, go ahead and announce the song, announce the artist, announce why you put this song. What are you feeling? Why did you put this song?
It's Dion, and you know what? It's called Run Around Sue.
Why would you put a song like this? Do you just like the words to the song? Is it hitting you like you want it to hit? Or are you feeling something? Why are you playing this song? Like
what? To be honest, I can honestly say I've never been through something like that. But it is one of my biggest fears in life. So I kind of relate. You know what I'm saying? Like I've never known for sure. But relationship-wise, stay around from Run Around Sue.
What do you get from this song? What? From what you understand, what is this song about? What do you get from it? Like, why do you like this song?
Basically, go down with your gut feeling. You know, like if you feel like this girl's not with it and you know she's not for you, don't run around with Sue. You know what I mean? Like, don't. You're not going to take a dance with the devil, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Sue's, we can get into the immortal technique, you know, type of shit.
I mean, she's one of those girls that test your luck. But they want to push you. Yeah. You're that nervous guy that doesn't like girls. You're like at least that guy that doesn't fucking know how to ask a girl out. And Sue's that girl that makes you do things that you don't want to do. It makes you think of the good and bad and good, you know?
You guys, if you would see me right now, you would think I'm doing the perico dance. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, once again, I'm going to give a shout out to the Mad Hatters. That's my band. I play mandolin. I play guitar. I got fucking Cat Daddy on the ones and twos on the guitar and the fucking lead vocals. This motherfucker has a pretty good voice. I don't know why people don't like his voice, but he's fucking awesome. He writes lyrics like a fucking champ. He got stories to tell. That's what people don't get. When you got stories to tell, your music is fucking this shit. But when you're fucking talking shit about, I got money, I got wine, I got girls, who the fuck cares about that kind of shit? A fucking, like, are you serious? Anyways.
So you guys, you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. The song's gonna end right now and... We're pretty much done, so we're gonna fucking let y'all go. Enjoy your night.
Alright.
Do what you wanna do with your life, you know what I mean?
Check out the Mad Hatters at themadhattersbandcamp.com. If you get to the home page, you just go ahead and type in the Mad Hatters. You see some guy fucking throwing up, that's Cat Daddy throwing up at the studio. You click on that shit and you fucking hear that shit. Fuck the world, that's right. And we're out.